always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Get your hands up, cause you chillin' with your boy Don Christian and Frog from the Yada Da King Radio Network.
That's right.
What's good, Frog? How you doing, baby?
Man, I'm good, bro.
What's going down? First of all, we want to say happy Easter. Or actually, we're going to set it straight.
Happy Resurrection Day.
That's right. Happy Resurrection Day. You know what I'm saying? There was no egg, but Jesus did raise from the tomb. You dig?
Yeah.
Like a rolling, you know, to roll the stone away. So, number one, we just thank God for all that he has done. Man, hey, Frog, can you open up the show with prayer today, bro? Is that cool?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
Get it in.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you for waking us up, Lord. And yeah. I pray that, Father God, everything that comes forth from our mouth, Father God, is truth and it is from you and that it is from your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. Father God, I pray that you will just lead us today. And I pray that the message that we bring forth, Father God, will be used to change someone's life, Father God.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, check it out. We're going to get it in today about Christians not giving their 100%, bro. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like they slacking. What you think about that, Frog? They half-stepping.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that, sir. And I can say this, man, in all honesty, man. I in certain areas, man, I have stepped, man. I need to step it up a little bit.
I can dig it. Hey, turn your voice up just a tad bit on the show for him. Hey, but this is what I got to say about that whole issue, man. There's things that we all have to work on, correct?
Yes, sir. Is that better?
You sound good right now. Okay. There's some things that we all gonna have to work on, but I'm just talking about people just giving up, you know what I'm saying? In places where they're supposed to get it all, bro. You know what I'm saying? And really, I feel like sometimes the church is just letting people slide with this kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's funny how the church will, you know what I'm saying? And I know we just intro, but you know how sometimes some cats get saved 1 week and then all next week they got these people preaching in their church. And then the following week they back doing the same thing that they were doing.
Yeah.
Which I call real deal half-stepping, man. But look, check this out, man. I'm going to go to this cut right here. This is by Centerpiece featuring...
Oracle,
that's right. What's the song called?
Victoria.
So I'm throwing my V's up on Yada That King Radio. Let's get it.
Hey, yo, the grave couldn't hold him. Gaze and behold him. And three chains rose up so that we can live. Hey, and his throne will never end. Hey, he's victorious. The lion and the lamb. Died for mortal man. Blow the trumpets. The Lord is so triumphant in his plans. Hey, conquer sin and pay our tab. Hey, he's victorious. The resurrection, perfection was manifested. I'm walking on solid ground with the good news that we be stressing. A blessing for those who fall, but we feel no longer hollow. We swallowed the bar with iniquity and made a way to the Father. We shouted out to the nations, repent, for he's been patient. No need for delegations, live life and celebrate him. Cause see the world did fall when we dropped that ball, so we had a recall. Oh yeah, of our soul, so we gotta let go and carry our cross like Jesus did. See, paved the way, okay. Now really what I want to say. If you're down with Christ, let me shout a praise from the east to the west, okay? Salvation's here today, no longer will we stray. If you're down with Christ, let me shout a praise from the north to the south, okay?
The grave couldn't hold him, gaze and behold him. And three chains he rose up so that we can live. Hey, and his throne will never end. Hey, he's victorious. The lion and the lamb. Died for mortal man. Blow the trumpets. The Lord is so triumphant in his plans. Hey, conquer sin and pay our tab. Hey, he's victorious.
Christ did too fly to be grounded. You saw what he grounded. It spit him up. Death thought it bound him. No, that's the Jonah
cold. One less don't roll, he rolls. From the grave, now we're saved from the wrath Jehovah's stores. I first the wicked, I'm tripping, cause I was one of them. He amputated sin in my body like cutting limbs. And so we trust in him and not a hub that spins. Our Jesus peace, we never tuck getting Jesus peace. What we're in, he doesn't give like the world does, no lie. So soon we been moved by the Most High. After they put him on the cross, they tossed him into one thing. He ascended from the low sky. The same power that lifted Jesus lives in your body. So we'll be draped in white robes without taking karate.
The grave couldn't hold him, gaze and behold him. And three chains he rose up so that we can live. Hey, and his throne will never end. Hey, he's victorious. The lion and the lamb, she died for mortal man. Fuck the trumpets, the Lord is so triumphant in his plans.
Hey,
conquer sin and paid our tab.
Hey, he's victorious.
It's time to gain him back. Get him with the cross and ain't some back. Get him in the habitat with the truth in the backpack. For the tracks, you can hand him that. This is our life's mission, vision, call it lifestyle. Change everything about our lives to reflect and reflect them in the middle ice hot. Guess where the price starts? Money can't buy what you can't earn. Life is down inside of one son, the one who died and rose for a church that is spotless. That's why we drop this. Not even death could stop us from living victoriously for our king. In every day, in every day. So we raise up like a banner. Yes, we raise the risen Hosanna. Lift them gates, our king and commander. It's a sin through every hand. I'm gifting you all of the answers. Died and rose for coming your ransom. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit so you could live a life in power.
The grave couldn't hold him. Gaze and behold him. And three chains he rose up so that we can live.
Hey,
and his throne will never end.
Hey,
he's victorious. The lion and the lamb,
she
died for mortal man. Fuck the trumpets, the Lord is so triumphant in his plans.
Hey,
conquer sin and pay our tab.
Hey, he's victorious.
Jesus Christ, he was declared to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead. He conquered sin, conquered the grave, all power. He's victorious.
And if it ain't about Jesus, we don't wanna hear it. We don't wanna hear it. We don't wanna hear it.
They say I'm hating on the world cause I want this spot. But I don't want what it costs cause it costs a lot. See the money and the drugs make you lose control. But I don't wanna gain the world and then lose my soul. It's young swagger in tune with the father. Pushing for the streets, what's a goon to a god? I better trust him for a milli Corey. One lifeline, what's a goon to my Jesus? Peace, God, Jehovah, Shalom. When I ride my top down, I'm never alone. I'm a socket, something like Triple E. Jay-Z the Myth B, Cassidy the Swiss
Beast. And if it ain't about Jesus, we don't want him.
Now tell a DJ, please don't break it off. Maze back to bad, brief stretch, shake it off. No, we not fake it all, we'll tell you to take it off. Compromise? No, we here to take it off.
Deep in the booth, man, I'm speaking the truth. Might as well be poison feeding the youth. The man that I was, man, I no longer is. I've been crucified with Christ, so I no longer live.
They say I'm hating on the world, cause I want this spot. But I don't want what it costs, cause it costs a lot. See, the money and the drugs make you lose control. But I don't want to gain the world and then lose my soul.
And if it ain't about Jesus, we don't want him.
Let me tell you what this life could bring. I live my life like a righteous king. You can keep the bling, I don't need the ice. You can keep them things, I just need the Christ. I let you do you, so let me do me. Why you all in my grill, you supposed to be a G. If it ain't about Jesus, I don't wanna hear it. Like gay dudes in the church, I don't wanna name it. The problem is not the homosexuals, so why the pressure? The problem is the homosexuals. Choir director.
And if it ain't about Jesus, we don't want him. We don't want him. We don't want him. We don't want him.
yo, go, go. Yada the King, hands up. With power.
Who is
praise
that?
The King, Midnight Sun. We don't want to hear it, Midnight Sun.
That's right. So let's go ahead and get it in, man.
Yeah, first of all, man, what you been up to, Frog? How's life been treating you, man? I heard you that you're a little bit sore from something. What happened?
Man, we got it in yesterday. Mm-hmm. Willie Will's video shoot for Let's Get It In.
Okay, let's get it in. And Will, for the record, Will, if you hear this, send us the single, you know, before the album drops.
Yes, sir.
Because, I mean, the stuff he was talking about on the song was some real deal, you know what I'm saying, meaty stuff, man.
Yeah, and I can definitely say we definitely got it in yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't hardly move my neck.
Yeah, see, my guy Frog is, how can I say this?
Very
without
energetic.
Saying anything careless. You know, because I try to work on what we talk about on the shows. Matter of fact, me and Frog have been working really hard on our time management. You know what I'm saying? For those that ain't got that show, go download that show. How can they download that?
Go to iTunes and search Yada.
Yada?
Y-A-D-A-H.
Yep, and the rest should come up. Yada the King Radio. Mm-hmm. We on there. Also, you can check us out at yada.king.blogspot.com. You can always catch us on our Facebook. You know what I'm saying? / yada.king. And that's spelled Y-A-D-A-H-D-A-K-I-N-G. Yada.king. And man, we always got stuff we posting. For all those that are trying to advertise, you need to get at us now. We got a special 2-month special right now, which includes 8 shows. You dig? For only $30. You can't beat that with a bat.
Yeah, I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you right now. You dig?
Yeah.
Now, anyway, man, Christians have stepping, man. To me, I was just talking about this with my mom. When I, for some reason, my parents' car keep breaking down. So I was driving my mom, picking her up. And she was just asking me, why do you think Christians go to the club? You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I don't know, because they bored? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. She was just like, man, no, people's standards have fallen, man. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's they know deep down in their heart, they know that it's wrong, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and to be real with you, there's a lot of stuff cats do that's wrong. They know it's wrong. I don't have to go tell somebody, even at the club, what you're doing is wrong. They know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, most of the time when we go up and we find out that people proclaim to be saved, like, oh, yeah, man, you know, they find excuses because they know they're wrong. We don't even most of the time have to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like, oh, man, you know, and they don't want to, you know, hear really what we're saying because they already know that, you know, something has been said. Or when we see a brother or sister that, you know, that be proclaiming the faith that we know, we see them and they oh yeah, we're down here for ministry. But then that tends not to be the case.
Yeah.
Because they know that they're caught, you know?
And
it's not us catching them. It's, you know, God put us in the spot to, you know, what's done in darkness is going to be brought to light.
That's right.
Pretty much.
And the funny thing about that whole thing is one of the words that you said was excuses. They use these excuses. What my mom was saying too, they try to say, accept me as I am. Okay, yeah, I'm a Christian, but I still got flaws. So I might wander off to the club. I might, and let me clarify this. The club, I'm not going to just say the club is the worst sin, but it puts you in the atmosphere where sin will happen.
And
whether you go home and have sex with somebody, when you go to the club, the process of lust is in the building.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Addictions are in the building, whether you partake in it or not. You know what I'm saying? So these are some stuff that keep Christians from half-stepping. Not only that, in church and let's say when a Christian goes to a football game, they might be the most rowdiest cat. Frog, can you attest to that?
Yes, I can, because that is me.
Okay, but, man, I'm not putting you on blast like that. So, let me just say this. When they get to church, though, man, it's just like, praise God. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't go buck. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, speaking of going buck, what we got coming up right here, man?
We got Who Batter by Paradigm.
Yeah.
Paradigm.
And Frog, tell him the video was hot.
Hey, the video was nice. Check my man out, man. Speak Life.
Let's get it.
better to establish me. Who will lay his life down on a platter? Be just so my lifestyle could be flattering. If I patter him, then I climb up a ladder. And when the sky starts shattering, till then I'm a lit lamp on a light post, trying to expose strongholds down a tight post. Ecstatic, walk with a passion. Feel he could pick my role like he magic. James said he's worthy of glory and honor. Seek out his presence, glory will find ya. Comes with an armor, we fight for his people. First Adam sinned, then he came with the sequel, so we could be equal. No more shackle walkers. I laid down my will, now my shackles altered. Slave to the will of God. Brought Christ from the church to the boulevard. He broke me down, just to build me up. Couldn't fit my crown till I felt his touch. Now I can't be touched. Same goes for you. Moses with a seed, Joshua did too. Not committed to any individual. His visual is clear. Yeah, we draw near to the day his son appears. Let's go.
Aw, man, don't tell me. You still not convinced? Verse
yo,
two.
Who better be? Need do better be. Who could walk in the shoes of the master beast? Even sin of death couldn't hold the master's feet. He walked out, stood up, got the master key. In a tomb made by daughter's bones to be. But that's a place for the dead, now home for he. Matter of fact, I'ma go and take him home with me to a throne that's in my heart where he's supposed to be. See, he reigns, he reigns, he reigns above things. The king that will remain the same throughout time. I mean time, but really it's all the same. Cause the scripture declares our tongue, we must think. So while I speak in his name, I'm developing my flesh in every physical element to form it to the best. I could be in him so I could defend sin with every drop of the blood that they cover him in. See, I'm slave to the will of God. Even when I know it's seen, let my will get hard. Lord, shape me and mold me, renew my heart. Restore me so I could run and do my part. I partner with you, the Lord that died with sin on his back. To a people that lived in sin, fulfilling the act on the cross. Something powerful by closing the gap. You created a new legacy that can't be matched. So who's bad? You feel me?
One day when I'm a old man and I've traveled the whole land, so then I could relate to more than the average person. I've seen the world and now I'm certain the man is hurting and bad things happen to good people. The blessings rain down on the righteous and the evil, and some people may never be received as equals. Those who go to war oftentimes want peace, yo. Yo, the truth is we're all misguided. I have come to grips, so no longer do I hide it. You were so vibrant, give me insight, and I owe you everything like a stipend. I sit down with and hang with my grandkids. They can never be too young to try to understand this, that you sent down your son to lay down his life. In return, I give you everything, it's only right. But I still fall short. In my old age, I still fall off course. You make a way despite when I run. I can never repay everything you've done.
The truth is, I have been chased by your love. You chose me before the earth was framed.
The truth is, you is the architect of my success. And because of your providence, I don't need to stress. When I am a mess, you clean me up. And when I'm in the desert, you fill my cup. Lord, I just want more, and I know I'm not worthy. Truth is, I could get up a little bit more earlier to read your word and hear your voice and be assured of my identity. I'm the son of a king, I've seen victory. Not the best singer, but some like how I can rip a beat. You gave me flavor like hickory and a personality that attracts people. I swear it's a mystery. So if I lose a few fans because of your name, I don't care, I just wanna stay in your lane. Some think I'm so lame, others think I'm vain. For my aim to bring fame to your name.
Now my heart beats only you.
Cause nothing in this world can please me like you, like you. And you always meet my needs.
I can't breathe without you.
I'd be a fool to ever doubt you. The truth is,
I have been chased by your love.
You chose me before the earth was framed.
I have been chased by your love.
So it's an honor to bring glory to you.
Searching for a perfect love, yet uncertain of what I was in search of. Love me through the mistakes when I wasted my life playing with fire. We showed patience, captured my breath, haven't exhaled since. And I hold it forever to see beauty like this. He took my heart's icebox and made it home. I became what he owns, now I am made whole in him.
I have been chased by your love.
I have been chased by your love. The truth is, I have been chased by your love.
You chose me before the earth was framed.
I have been chased by your love.
So it's an honor to bring glory to you.
Yeah.
Truth is,
yo, we about to get up out of here.
Chased by your love.
But first,
you chose shout me out before to the earth was framed.
And the moon.
Well, Vera, you know what? I think it's about time. What time is that? I think it's about time. Release the faith, brother. Release the faith.
Today's scripture is coming out of Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 11. It says, in him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. So with that being said, it's just letting us know that he has a plan for us. He's chosen us, those who delight in him, who allow God to direct our steps. He's going to guide us. He's going to direct us. And he has a plan for us. We're going to receive an inheritance as long as our life lines up with his word and we allow him to direct us. All right? Yadada King.
Yeah. So that was Ruslan.
Ruslan, baby. Man, yeah, hold up. Let me school my dude. That's Ruslan from the Breaks.
And
from the West Coast, you did. Hey, man, what they're doing is pretty nice, man. That feature R Swift was singing on that joint. Matter of fact, that's on R Swift's CD. It's a mixtape version of the song, man. But I thought it was pretty nice. I like that song that R Swift did. So, you know, I was like, man, this song is gonna be nice.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Ruslan just came out with a new music video that dude is killing it on the bars, bro. I want y'all to check that out on thesouth.com. But another thing that sparked this convo that we have in the day, I was on thesouth.com. And there was a Christian rapper, and I ain't gonna put his name out there, but you can go check it out for yourself if you like, who said something that kind of interested me, man. Frog, I was reading this yesterday. He said, I led like 300 people to Christ. You know what I'm saying? Why can't I just go smoke a, you know what I'm saying, a black real fast?
Was he serious?
That's what he said, man. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, huh. I don't understand where that mentality comes in as far as being a Christian. You know, he's basically saying, I just did all this good stuff, God. So is it cool if I just go smoke this black? You know what I'm saying? Or we can put that in any, God, I just, you know what I'm saying? I'm a Christian. I prayed for this person. They got healed. God, is it all right if I go steal? You know what I'm saying? Like, where does that end? You know what I'm saying? But I really feel like it's a reflection, number one, of your lifestyle. It just to me, man, doesn't seem like you take Christ serious, bro. This is Easter Sunday today. So one of the things we talk about Easter or the resurrection is Christ coming down to earth.
Down.
And what did he do? What did he do, Frog?
He came and died for all mankind's sins.
Not only did he die. See, we could just say, yeah, Christ died. You know what I'm saying?
But the most important part is that he rose from the dead.
That's right. But I'm not even getting there.
Okay.
Jesus died, right? Like we all are going to do. But he also took on mad whipping, you know what I'm saying? Mad beatings that he didn't even have to stand for. You know what I'm saying? Like, first of all, this guy did nothing wrong. You feel me, Frog? What did Jesus do wrong?
Nothing. He was sinless.
So this cat got spit on, punched in the face. You know what I'm saying? Then he got, basically, he almost died from getting whipped from a cat on nine tails, bro. You know what I'm saying? He could have.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, man, that's ridiculous.
You know what it is?
What the whip?
The whip. There's a cat of nine tails where it has. Strands. It has nine strands on it with razor
all
sharp
kind of stuff.
Yeah,
bro.
It just.
Yeah, if you watch The Passion of the Christ, that's pretty similar. But just imagine if that was real, okay? And they did a pretty good depiction of that because I would not have wanted to be that artist in that scene, dog.
He actually, hey, there was a book on it, and he was explaining how when they were doing those scenes that he actually got hit for real when he wasn't supposed to. So he actually felt the full effect of what those whips
were. He didn't feel the full effect.
No.
He got hit once out of the 39.
Once out of the 39.
I'm just saying, but that's not the full effect, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You take 39 blows.
Hey, one of them is enough.
Hey, that's what I'm saying, but you take 39 blows. I don't care what kind of blows they are. One of them versus 39 is going to be pretty, man, it's going to be pretty bad, bro. So what I'm trying to say is Jesus did not, I used to say this every time I got up and ministered, Jesus did not go halfway to the cross for you. You know what I'm saying? He did not go to the, you know, where he was just like, oh, well.
That's like him getting punched in the face and his beard ripped out. Be like, you know what?
I'm done.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Burn you. All you guys burn up now.
He could have did that. Really, he could have did that.
He could have called, was it 12 legions? Or
that's what he said. Yeah, he said, look, man, you guys think that, yeah, what does it exactly say? You guys are trying to fight. Basically, the guy cut him off. He said, do you think that at any time I couldn't have called 12 legions of angels and shut this whole thing down?
Yeah.
Man. But, you know what I'm saying? With that all being said, sometimes I don't think that we really understand what Jesus went through. You know what I'm saying? We have all these Easter Sundays and, you know, get the goodies for the kids so that we can get more kids to come to church. Basically, but how many of them kids actually understand the resurrection?
Basically, the whole thing of Easter and the resurrection has been tainted to where it's a bunny and eggs.
Nobody
really understands the real meaning. Even if somebody does go to church for Easter, they're still looking for the Easter, the egg hunts, or, you know, the goodies, but they still don't know the real power and the real reason for the resurrection because it's been tainted. I was thinking about this morning. I was like, man, how commercialized has this world, like, made this holy day?
They commercialize, like, everything.
I'm just saying.
Any Christian.
I know.
No, I'm just telling. I'm just agreeing with you. They commercialize every Christian holiday. They basically, what they've done is try to take some kind of symbol, number one, that'll grab the kids, and then them kids grow up and share that same thing to their kids, and now we got Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Which actually was, you know, we talked about that. Check it out on the Christians versus, or Christians and Christmas show. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to get into that. Yeah, K-Drama. We're going to play some of his music. But anyway, I just think people just don't understand the seriousness of what really goes on. And they, you know, they play with God, bro. Mm-hmm. What you got to say, Frog?
Man, you want to get into this topic?
Yeah, well, that's what we're talking about.
Straight away a little bit.
We're talking about why are Christians basically not keeping
Okay, 100? Well, let's do this. Let's get a definition of all.
Yeah.
So we know it, because, you know, we always like to give, you know, little nuggets here and there for you to be able to walk it out, like K-Drama says. But anyway, definition of all is
not objective. Not what Chingy says. Not what Chingy says.
That wasn't Chingy there. Never mind. Anyway, let's get... you cut me off. Anyway.
I'm sorry.
All, the definition of all. The whole of. Number two, the whole number of. So that means greatest... number three is greatest possible. So all, meaning all of it. Why aren't we not giving the greatest possible to God? You know, yes. That's all they have, really. They have an adverb: wholly, entirely, completely, only, exclusively. Why are you so quiet?
I'm just letting you read. what you want me to do? Want me to read it?
I'm so used to you cutting in.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I was about to get ready to do something else, and I'm like, okay, he's going to cut in now.
Okay, well, I got a scripture that I want to read, man.
Okay,
is that cool?
What's that? What is that?
Just talking about Christians giving their halfway. This is the reason
let's do this. Let's do this.
This is why you don't give 100%, man.
Well, hold on. Let's do this first.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's start out with, what does it look like to give it all? Versus what does it look like to half step?
No, let's get into that later. Is that cool? Because, you know, we want to talk about the problem and then, you know, present the solution.
Okay, fine.
Okay, well, right, can I, well, this scripture might be the solution, too. It's kind of funny, but hey, is it all right if I read this part?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hebrews chapter 12. All right, it says this. God disciplines his sons. That's the topic. It's I'm reading from the NIV. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, this is key right here. Let us throw off everything. How many things, Frog?
Everything.
That hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Let me stop right there real quick. It's a lot for somebody to understand what it means to be the perfecter of our faith. God knows that your faith got flaws in it. You know what I'm saying? God knows that there's some stuff that, man, I to be honest with you, there's stuff I still need to work on. If I didn't work on it, then hey, I'm a Christian in heaven, partying with God. You dig? But until I'm still in this flesh, since I'm still in this flesh, I need to fix my eyes on Jesus, which is key to giving 100%. It said right there, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. I'm going to stop right there, man. A lot of us that don't give 100%, we've grown weary. We're like, man, this is. Let me just have fun with my life. We lose heart. We lose the heart of God, man. That's all I got to say about that, Frog. What you got, man?
Man, okay. Let's go ahead and do this. A scripture that I was pulling up, man, I was researching, man, some things that, you know, God was putting on my heart. You know, basically, when somebody's not giving their all, they're pretty much giving in to their temptations and their desires. And some scriptural evidence on that is 2 Timothy 4:3. That's one of them. For a time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires. So, I mean, that can go in so many different directions.
Read that one more time.
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires. So,
wow.
That basically means, man, because they want to do what they want to do and not actually, you know, step up to the plate and do and give their all, they want to do what they, you know, want to do. So, but we're going to get back into this, man. We got Solomon. Only One Wiser coming up. 10 Commandments. Let's get it. Yada da king.
This is my banger, too.
10 Commandments. You shall have no other gods before me. This commandment right here so easy. Example, why would you serve a sun god when God had just sketched the sun? Then in human form sent down his son. This commandment right here is one. Two, you should not carve an idol. Making a statue of Buddha, that's suicidal. Three, don't use God's name in vain. God dang, most definite, try to abstain. Oh my God, that too, try and restrain. Español, o dos mío, it's the same. That phrase he hates, on his heart it leaves a stain. Four, remember to keep the Sabbath day holy. That's the day of rest. So, make sure you move slow. Long years to stay alive. Honor your father and mother. Guideline 5. The halfway point of the rules, we arrive. 6. You shall not kill. Innocent blood shall not spill. Or to do it in chill blood just for a thrill. Now self-defense you pop off, it's a different deal. Protect you and your family, it's in God's will. He got plans for you, I got to fulfill. And still, it's too early for me to have to write a will. 7. Don't cheat on your husband or wife. May break the last commandment and take your life. That chariot got whip appeals. He got backwards
truth will set you free and you'll get by. For some, it's too hard to imply. Talking about don't snitch, a big one to apply. Somebody shot your mom, you saw her die. Knew who did it. You was looking right at the guy. Wouldn't snitch, say no. You said a lie. Seeing the mist of thinking you fly. Your mom's is now in the sky. You look nice in that black bow tie. What we now have is guideline 9. Yeah, you can see, but you still blind. Catch up. No, no, don't covet. The Lord won't have nothing of it. Other people's property, you can't love it. Now that is commandment 10. Thus we now reach the end.
You can go try all the rest, but I encourage
Hey, yada, yada, that king. That's your boy Frog.
That's right, Don Christianis. That was He Son Lee
and Seda.
Mm-hmm. Called Test Me. Off of that awesome project called Lost, which is a free project. Actually, it's not free. They actually
they retracted it.
No, it's it can be free.
I thought it was free.
But what they ask is whatever you can donate, that's what you can get for the project. So since I got it for the radio show, I just was like, man, let me get it for free and let's plug them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, man, I think that's pretty tight. And Frog had said at one point that He Son Lee was one of his favorite female MCs. Man,
she still is.
She still.
Besides the fact of besides Toad. No.
That's his wife. He has to say that. So, since my wife doesn't rap, I have the freedom to say what I feel.
But
anyways, no. Listen, real quick. I just want to say this. I just two hot albums that just came out. Show Baraka, the Lions and Liars album. Probably the most diverse album from Reach Records. If you haven't heard it, I suggest you go get that. He's talking about some real stuff on that album, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I hope somebody's talking about real stuff.
Real stuff. I'm just saying, Reach Records. No, there's not the stuff that he's talking about on this album. There is nothing that Reach Records has put out to this point that I would say even is close to what he's talking about, man. So Baraka is stepping it up. It's ridiculous. And then another album, Rain of Soul. We've been banging their music. We're gonna play one of their hot singles on the show today. But Butter P, bro, the female in that group is nice. That's all I'm gonna say. I ain't gonna say she the best because
there's a lot of super nice Christian female artists, man. But
yeah, she's nice
right now. He Son Lee is killing it.
He Son Lee is cool.
He Son Lee is killing it.
Butter P is nice. You dig?
Okay.
Hey, nah, but that Rain of Soul album called Fingerprints, man, that's a nice album. G Styles produced the whole joint. Hey, I'm just going to say, man, your joint, man, your beast is hot. I just got to say, man, from a producer to another producer, man, keep grinding. You're doing your thing. What we was talking about was the scripture that Eric talked about where basically Frog, he said, for the time has come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires. What I want to say is a lot of reasons that people are half-stepping today is because, number one, they want to hear what they want to hear. How many cats do we know that are so church hurt? They bouncing from church to church to church to church. Anytime the pastor says something that they don't like, that may be scriptural, in the scripture.
That cuts deep. I mean, because the word is a double, the word of God is a double-edged sword. Mm-hmm. It's going to cut down to the marrow.
Yep.
And that's the only way it's effective.
So
it's got to hurt.
So they got these people that, these pastors that are really giving them the real. And they shake because they're like, oh, he hurt my feelings. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Or she.
And basically what happens is they gave it to you too real. And now you're tripping because they gave you the word of God. You know what I'm saying? And the Bible just said they're going to only go to what tickles their ears. How many preachers do we know? And I'm not saying, don't name no names, Frog. Please don't put nobody out there like that.
What makes you think I do that?
Nah, I'm just messing with you, G. This is Yada That King Radio. We don't know what happened to Frog. So, anyways, we just know a lot of preachers that are just going to say anything, to get people to follow them, man.
To get a rise.
That's right.
I've witnessed people will say some things because the church will be like, amen! Hallelujah! And stand up on top. They just want to, that gets them amped and they start getting the Yes.
Okay, if you understood what he was saying, he's just saying people follow that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They get a rise off of it. When it may not even be something that God said.
Off of emotion.
I mean, just example, Easter Sunday. churches. This is the number one day for people to come to church. Do you agree with me?
I do.
All right.
Honestly.
So everybody get their, you know, nice clothes on. Come to give God, you know, the respect due. Because it's Easter Sunday.
My guy Only One Wiser calls him CEO Christians.
That's right. Well, I mean, they looking fresh to death.
Christmas, Easter only Christians.
Right. So basically, they come and we just give them some candy. You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
Hey, who's got the freshest suit?
It doesn't matter.
No, I'm saying people be getting fresh to death on Easter.
That's right. And hey, look, and if you want to dress up on Easter, do your thing. Like, don't.
No, I mean,
Not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is us as the church, because it said the teachers giving them something that they wanted to hear. We have to give them more than just what they want to hear. So if we know this is going to be the time where everybody comes to church, present the gospel, man.
Mm-hmm.
Share something so that these people that come may be receptive and say, man, dang, I really need to fix my life up. I need to be in the gathering of saints. I need to be with all these other Christians instead of letting all these people come in your church and you just, oh, hallelujah, it's good to see you. We love to see you. Let's preach about Jesus loves the little children. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, come on, man. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but let's really give them the meat, bro. What you got to say, Frog? You over there saying stuff.
Nah, it's just funny. We went to a church and they had all the kids go up to the front and started singing We Are the World. And I was like, nah, I don't like that.
Yeah, because we're not.
Exactly.
But I mean, that's just the kind of stuff that...
And check this out.
Frog.
Check this out. And that, you know, with that saying, man... goes along with this scripture, man. Ephesians 4:19.
Uh-huh.
Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more.
Hmm.
Now, I say that because having lost all sensitivity. So, when you're sensitive, anything can hurt, right?
That's right.
So, like, you know, like if somebody's tender-headed, they're sensitive in their scalp. So anything
like when we play basketball, your body's a little sensitive. So if I do the crossover, he's if you had Willie Will's video yesterday, you know what I'm saying?
This guy. Yeah, anyway, lost all sensitivity, which means that they've become callous.
Uh-huh.
Now, in order to become callous, we talked about this in the other show, is that doing something continually will end up causing callous. Like if you're constantly picking up rocks day after day after day, your hands and under your fingers on your palms is starting to get, you're going to get calluses.
Yeah, good example. Jerry Rice, man, one of the best receivers in the NFL, he used to catch bricks all the time. You know what I'm saying? Him and his father used to do a lot of work, so they were throwing bricks and he used to catch it, which made his hands a lot harder than most people's hands are, but he still, you know, that it helped him in football because sometimes, man, that quarterback's be.
Hey, it'd be cannons.
Cannon. You did. Go ahead, though.
Nah, but so basically, so since they have lost all sensitivity because they are so callous, they think that everything is okay.
Mm-hmm.
So in their mind, they think that they're doing something okay because, one, they're being tickled. Their ears are being tickled. They're hearing what they want to hear. They don't hear they don't have the sensitivity in their spirit to hear that the Holy Spirit convicting them. And so they think it's okay to do certain stuff when in their mind they don't think they're half stepping, but they actually are actually going backwards.
Hmm. Man, that's good.
So yeah, I don't
what's wrong with you, guy?
I don't know, man. There's so much dead space on the show today. What's going on with you, guy?
No, man, I'm trying to make sure you're all right.
Hey, man, I'm good. I just, like I said, man, it's I'm just a little sore, but I'll be all right.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things, too, is, as the Word of God says, we must raise up the standards. I feel like the standards of Christians have kind of fallen, man. There used to be a time where, you know, it was normal for church people not to listen to secular music. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't listen to that. You know, I mean, like, there were... there were some things in tradition of the church that were good, that kept structure, but now everybody listens to secular music.
Yep, and then, you know, one of the things that, you know, contributes to a lot of Christians giving in, and, you know, is because who they hang out with.
That's right.
You know, and let's see, 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, "Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness?"
They all have teeth.
Okay.
That's the common denominator here, though.
So basically, man, it's important to have fellowship with fellow believers that are yoked, you know, with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we have that yoke with, bro, you can't hang around people and think, you know, it's good to be in somebody's life if you are pouring into them,
right?
But not getting poured into from them,
huh?
You know, because the world will pour just wickedness into you, that will in turn cause you to be callous and lose sensitivity.
Yeah, to jack you up, man. People are so today. You know, the Christians have, number one, as we've been talking about, they have become like, oh, let's include everybody. Just like you said, we are the world. They're singing that kind of song. Like, no, we're not the world. The Bible says clearly, we are foreigners in this place.
Exactly.
I don't blend in. I can't blend in because I'm God's royal priesthood. I'm his chosen generation. You know what I'm saying? But today we've got to the place where, of course, we're trying to win these people that are in the world. But that does not mean become like the world. You know what I'm saying? And some people take this to the extremes and say, oh, that's why you're not supposed to do Christian rap. That's why you're not supposed to. That's not what we're saying, because the difference is we use what the music that we still create music. You know what I'm saying? David, we could have called him a rapper. This guy had bars, songs, read the book. But you know what I'm saying?
Didn't, I believe it was, gosh.
It said, sing to the Lord a new song.
No, it was Jesus. It was saying, be as shrewd as serpents. Why is it serpents?
But
innocent as doves. So, in that sense, use your wisdom. You know, be in those places to minister to those people, to be a testament of them. But if they reject it, he also told the disciples. He said, if they reject it, shake the dust off your shoes and run.
Keep it pushing.
Keep it pushing. You know, don't continue. You know, at that point, all we can do is pray.
Mm-hmm.
Not to just keep on continually try to jam it down their throat to where they try to understand, you know. But if God continually calls you, if you're seeing you know, fruit of change, I would say then
it depends though, man. You still cannot compromise the things that
you can't compromise
the God's word says. And number one, we said one thing. Frog said was, the first thing I said was standards. Frog says your surroundings. Another thing is, read your Bible. You know what I'm saying? If you're reading your Bible, if you're feeding yourself with God's word, you're going to be so full when it comes time to feed yourself with the things of the world that you're going to be like, nah, I'm good. I don't need that no more.
Yeah, but another thing, too, is do not become mere hearers of the word, but effectual doers.
Oh my God. Oh, Jesus. You must have been reading the lines to come up. But anyways. That's right.
Yeah.
Reading your word, reading the Bible, and understanding your Bible are actually supposed to be synonymous, which means together.
Yeah.
You should not separate the two. Mm-hmm. Does synonymous really mean that?
Synonymous, yeah.
Okay, I want to make sure.
Like synonym.
That's right.
Yeah.
So when you say, when God's word says, you know what I'm saying, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
That means don't just read that, but do it.
Yeah, because what good does it do for you to read any kind of book? Let's say you went to school, you got a test, and you read the book, and you don't actually apply it. Guess what? You failed.
F minus.
F. The whole reason why we go to school, though, for real, is to understand and apply the stuff you learn.
Hey, bro, what's sad about that, man, in my freshman history class, bro, in front of all the kids, the teacher put up a sign and said F minus and pointed at me.
Wow.
Yeah, that was kind of heart-wrenching, but it was funny at the same time.
But you learned from that joint.
Yeah, not really. not that year.
Yes, you did. Look, you learned from it. Now, I mean, you still remember it, so I'm pretty sure you learned from it.
Yeah. So, with saying that, man, this is a big one. Revelation 3:16. So, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold,
given 50%,
I'm about to spit you out of my mouth.
Right.
So, that's basically saying Christians who are half-stepping, who aren't either hot or cold, but they're in the middle. They can't make up their mind. They're fence walking.
Hey, you could be 90-10. God still ain't happy with that.
Nope, that's not good enough. He requires all, you know. And so how does this happen? There's a couple of things, man. God put it on my heart to read this parable, man, for everybody, man, because it's important to see and to know, you know. Really, you got to just really ask yourself, okay, where is my heart at?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go ahead and start at Matthew 13. It's the parable of the sower.
Well, how about we do this? Because we got a song coming up. We're going to get that in. Yeah, I don't want us to start it and then chop it off. Sometimes we do that because the DJ be on cue, baby. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Don Christian. He does his thing in the DJ and also. But anyways, what we wanted to talk about, man, is let's talk about the keys we just said that will keep you from not giving your all. You know what I'm saying? Which was number one, standards. Number two, the people you're around.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, we said read your word. And what was the last one we just said?
Obey
your word.
Obey it. Yep.
Which number three and four, keep them together. You know what I'm saying? Like,
don't talk and not do the walk. And as a matter of fact, let's go ahead and get into K-drama, man.
What are we gonna play?
Walkie-talkie.
Dang, look how God be putting stuff together.
Yeah, let's go.
God's kingdom ain't about talk, it's about power.
Let's go.
We don't just talk it out, man, we walk it out. We don't just talk it out, man, we walk it out. I'm a walkie-talkie. We don't just talk it out, man, we walk it out. We don't just talk it out, man, we walk it out. See, I'm walking like I'm talking, and I'm talking like I walk it. I don't do a lot of talking, cause my walking do the talking. Like my feet got lips, I got standard tone, boy, cause I'm a Christian. Unashamed and I let it bang. If possible, I would make songs in silence like Pootie Tang. Cause my words don't mean nothing if my life don't match. My light won't shine if I don't light no match. I don't wanna be fake, so I die to self. Though I will make mistakes, I don't abuse his help. Cause I sincerely love him, so my actions show. Some folks confused because they never grow. They be claiming Christ, but they just hypocrites. They teeter-totter saints, they hit and miss. Can't rely on them, who carrying the cross? Who gon' walk it out? Who gon' win the loss? Cincinnati to Atlanta, NYC to Alabama. From the Bay to Indiana, Florida to Louisiana. We carrying the banner and the cross to the Savannah. Letting our words be the catches to the pictures that they see. Cause I'm a walkie-talkie. We don't just talk it out, man, we walk it out. We don't just talk it out, man, we walk it out. I be seeing folk in high school when they so black, singing the gospel choir and then smoke a blunt, wearing the Christian tee while cursing they teacher out. Folk watching them behind the scenes like what she really about. How you praise the Lord and curse it in the same sentence? Precious all can't come from the same spring, you need repentance. On your MySpace page, you ain't being a good witness. You talk a good game, but your spirit needs some business. You miss to win souls, but that you distract. Because all they see on your profile pic is your gluteus maxis. Fam, you ain't off the hook, flexing your bird chest. Got your number next to your name, cause you tryna get some sex. Does that reflect Christ? You probably avoid that question. Abstinence, you avoid that section. May I offer you a suggestion? First Tim 4:12, let no man despise your youth. Give these believers some proof. Walk it out, show some fruit. From Cincinnati to Atlanta, NYC to Alabama. From the Bay to Indiana, Florida to Louisiana. We carrying the banner and the cross through the Savannah. Letting our words be the catches to the pictures that they see. Cause I'm a walkie-talkie. We don't just talk it out, man, we walk it out.
get old. Jesus Christ to save your soul. Age ain't nothing but a number, like the truth said. He wants to use you to get into these youth heads. But you gotta preach the gospel without words first, so that when you witness to them, they'll value your words worth. But if you gossip with them, they won't respect your Christ, cause you rep God with everything else except your life. And that's a problem. Are you really saved? Cause if you were, you wouldn't rebel and misbehave. Where's your conviction for your wrongdoing? Why you do everything else but Christ, you're never pursuing? Through your prayer life, through your study time, see I surrender because this life, it ain't mine. I was trying to find God's love without knowing it, and now that I'm saved, my main goal is showing it. Let's get it. From Cincinnati to Atlanta, NYC to Alabama, from the Bay to Indiana, Florida to Louisiana, we carrying the banner and across through the Savannah, letting our words be the catches to the pictures that they see. Cause I'm a walkie-walkie talkie, I'm a walkie-walkie talkie, I'm a walkie-walkie talkie, I'm a walkie-walkie talkie. We don't just talk it out, man, we walk it out. We don't just talk it out, man, we walk it out.
Game over.
Ready, ready?
Morph, tell me why the crowd ain't hype yet. Step on stage and I cash my mic check. Go. Put the mic down, hang around and not jet. Shades still on, can't see my eyes yet. Prof Weezy on the left, Wizzle Man on the right. You're now rocking with the best. With the best. Cause you rocking with the F, with the beat on repeat. Let it bang in, let it bang in your chest. And you know we want Brizzake, so if you wanna his eight, hit me on my spiz eight. Slash with frontliners, and if they can't break you, then you with frontliners. I don't care if the labels won't sign us, they'll turn you to a gimmick and make you a one-timer. But we ain't going nowhere, haters to the rear, put your hands in the air like, yeah.
Eyes to the sky, heart full of lies, nobody taking this life. All up in the press, 4.5 stars, still getting no press. 20-08, still getting the press. So regardless of my stress, I'm still getting my best. Hit the stage, you're spitting in God's name. When you hear the flow, you leaving the show change. Rhymes so gifted, make you question the game. Like, why have I never heard of his name? Man can't break what God put the movement. Nah. Crowds asleep, the beat get them moving. Up on their feet, their hands still moving. Hip hop, man, I'm loving this music. Frontline is the genre breaker. And Lord Jesus, the spirit shaper. Match made of heaven, homie, with co-labor. You feeling the savior, feel the flavor.
Eyes to the sky, heart full of light. Nobody taking this life. For the public, but who the culprit? The line of balls is focused. We grown man, we ain't juvenile delinquent. Against the grain, we walk distinct. Off the chain, we on the brink of greatness. Turn around and we think it's greatness. The crew is Bruce Willie, can't shake us. Nah, really, you can't break us. You see our faces, three different races. On the same race and we racing adjacent. We been doing it for years. Been through it, close to ruins, crew is still here, yeah. Now we keeping it moving. Go ahead and sue me for keeping it groovy. Oops, but your haters can't move me. Soldiers always win in the action movies.
Eyes to the sky, heart full of light. Nobody taking this life.
Can't break us.
Hey, So now is the time of the show where we introduce our special guests.
Hold up, real quick. Hold up, man. Come on, man. Can we tell them who that song was?
Okay, fine.
Frontliners, DJ Morph, Can't Break Us. Matter of fact, I just got to say this. That video was hot.
It was nice.
Man, how come you don't? Your standards ain't the same as mine, man.
They're not.
Hey, the video's hot. Go check it out. Google it.
It's nice. But look, check it. We're about to introduce you guys, man, to our special guest today on the show. Okay. I forgot to tell you guys in the beginning, but you guys ready for this?
Da-da-da-da!
Hey, how you doing, man? This is Frog.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, guys, I actually didn't know what he was going to say. So I was like, special guest.
Supposed to go along with that.
Okay, yeah. Oh, Frog. Hey! Frog is here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What you got to say, Frog?
Hi, guys.
Is that it?
Let's go ahead and get it, man.
Okay, well, check it out, man. We still talking about this good old topic. Christians not giving 100%. How can you as a Christian give your 100% and, you know what I'm saying, then no longer half step? What were the steps, man? We kind of went over it just a second ago. Was number one, raise your standards. Mm-hmm. Number two,
the people you hang out around with.
Mm-hmm. Number three and four,
reading your word.
Hear and obey your word. Mm-hmm. And that is very important to this life that we live. Also, key to giving your whole 100% to God was think about what Jesus went through. As the scripture I said, understand what he had to go through for you. Sometimes, like I said, we take it lightly. As Resurrection Sunday is coming up, we talk about, you know what I'm saying, what happened and what went on. But more than anything, we have to get to a point where we respect what God has did for your life. If you don't respect what Jesus did when he came to this earth, you're not going to really give your 100%, man.
Mm-mm.
Huh?
What?
If you do not respect what Jesus did when he came on this earth, you're not going to give 100%.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all. I mean, why?
You said the wrong thing. I was like,
no, I agree with you. Then you said, what? And I was like, what?
Oh, I thought you said, mm-mm.
Nah, I said, mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, sometimes when you do those mm-hmm, mm-mm, you know, you don't know what you're saying. But check it out. This is Pastor Marquise Franklin from New Creation Christian Center.
Who's been there where I got it all in control, God? I don't need you to tell me nothing right now. I got it. You know, you go through all these steps and it's looking good for you. And you're like, God, don't tell me nothing right now. When it's time to pray, man, I got a business meeting in 10 minutes. I better hurry up. When we get successful, we begin to say, okay, God, I don't need your voice anymore. But the importance of a Christian's life is that voice of God. The most important, somebody say the most important part of being a Christian is hearing God's voice. To us, that sounds simple. But if we realize that the disciples, the men and women that were in the Bible that did the things of God, if they did not hear God's voice, we would not have any of that. Why? Because all scripture is God-breathed. That means that they had to hear from God. The things that they did, Samson, he didn't just go to some pillar and just be like, oh, let me just push this pillar down and crumble the whole city. He wasn't thinking like that. He had to hear from God's voice. And God even made him bigger and better in that last moment because he decided to hear from God. Imagine if Samson lived a whole life hearing from God. Imagine if David, or imagine if you lived your life and you're hearing from God. Amen. As I said, without it, we would not have the scriptures. The disciples and the early saints had to hear from God in order to write the word. And we wouldn't have the heroes of faith that we look up to in the church today without them being hearing the voice of God. And I'm going to get into more of that in a minute. I have a quote right here. Can you pull that up for me? It said this, Christianity is unique among religions. This is the difference. Somebody say the difference. For it alone offers a personal relationship with the Creator beginning here and now and lasting throughout eternity. Jesus declared, "This is eternal life, that they may know God." Somebody say, "Know God." Unfortunately, many in the church miss the great blessing of fellowship with our Lord because we have lost the ability to recognize His voice within us. Though we have that promise that my sheep hear my voice, too many believers are starved for that intimate relationship that alone can satisfy and desire the desire of their hearts. Now, as Pastor Mark Verkler, which he actually has a book on hearing the voice of God, which if you feel like you're having a problem doing that, I think that's a good investment, right? Am I right about it? So, what he is saying is, it's not that people don't try to hear the voice of God. They're not taking the time to do it. Because hearing from God, once you heard from God, who's heard from God before? I'm pretty sure we all have. If you think you haven't, guess what? That little voice that tells you, no, 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 don't do that. Even if it might not be bad in the world's eyes, there's a little voice that tells you, don't do that. That's God trying to speak to you. I got to give an example. I'm working on discipling this young man, and I'm not going to say his name, but we went to his house, and he was like, "Man, I always hear this little voice telling me not to do this, not to do this." And he's like, "Man, sometimes I'm just like, man, I'm tripping. I look in front of me, and I can see all this, and it looks good." And what I was showing him is, hey, you're hearing the voice of God telling you, even though you do positive things, even though your stuff is not bad, God is telling you, I don't want you to do it like that.
The pain surrounds me, so much it's hard to breathe. boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Loud like ow. Loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Loud like ow. Loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Loud like ow.
Live forever through Christ, not the music. We do rock a few spots, but warning, you will get your do rock while we are performing. Take caution, you absorbing enormous, exhausting, incredible Hulk Ed Norton. Frequencies frequently exalting, deep received Jesus peace without the charming necklace. I'm reckless, I'm in a certain state of mind. So with the head as big as mine, thoughts are like Texas, and it's as if we do it for the hoorah. Even though the crowd ooh-oohs like doo-wop, nah, cause at the beginning and the end it remains. We did it, we do it, we done it to tell of his name plain. Like wings and leers and jets bringing the noise up in your brain. Your ear begets, that's me.
Jamming with the boombox loud like I. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Loud like ow. Loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Loud like ow. Loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Loud like ow. Loud like ow.
Boombox till the tune rocks like gems, and the moon walks on a thriller night because I'm in, and I'm able like Clark Gable to win. Get the mic from out the toolbox, the record spins. No, never let the boom stop, let the needle play. It's like a mother hen watching over two flocks. Frito-Lay bakes the chips, Juan Love cooks the verbals. The audio dispersals, they chase cheese like 100 Urkels. A reversal is where it's at. See, the word of God sent me, so I'm on the map. I'm on the blocks like rats, in the books like stats, banging beats with rats. Sharper than spike bats. In the year of the fog, this frame of soul thing reigns. Some vintage Nikes and a new King James. Ingenuity and relevance, the common aim. It's due time for the gospel to take precedence, so let it bang.
Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Loud like ow. Loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow.
Turn up the volume, pump it up a little louder. The bass is thumping and ripping, we ain't even plugging power. Let me devour all the haters and cowards who say my faith is lame and I believe it's something sour. I walk in this power, we in the final hour. So for me to make believe the seeds I sow won't flower would be like Jack Bowers dying in the line of fire. And how can I retire when Christ hasn't expired? To last blow of the whistle, man, his name we lifted higher. So turn me up a little bit, grown folks to little kids. Who are we kidding with? This music really needs to hit home when we bringing it. Yeah, I see you listening, but don't stop the music when I know you really feeling it. You chilling with the coolest kids, we showing how we really live. A boombox bang, I'm in the mood or something ignorant. Don't front like you ain't interested, just come with us and kick it, kid.
Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Loud like ow. Loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Loud like ow. Loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow.
Loud like ow. What?
Hey, you did not know those words, guy.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. I heard you.
Anyway.
Who was
that? Was Marte, I Need You, and Rima Soul Boombox.
Okay, it's Rima Soul.
Rima Soul Boombox.
No, Rima. Like
it's spelled Rima.
No, actually, that's how you spell it. That's how you say Rima.
Rima Soul
in Greek.
Boombox.
All right. Rima. What Rima means is a right now word from God. You know what I'm saying? You have the Logos word, which means the
word
that's in the Bible.
Word.
But a Rhema word is a word that touches somebody's life
word
right now.
Word.
So Man, that joint was they like I said, that album is nice, man. Go get that album.
Word.
Called Fingerprints.
Word.
So what you got to say, Frog? We're going to get into the word. What's up?
Man, let's go. Like we said before, we're going to read the parable of the sower and the heart and the message between the sower, the seed, and the heart and the ground, the soil. So starting at verse 1, get your Bibles. Let's go. Matthew 13, verse 1. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it. While all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seeds, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow, but when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered away because they had no root.
Okay.
Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seeds fell on good soil, where it produced a crop 160 or 30 times what was sown. He who has ears, let him hear.
Let him hear.
Then the disciples came to him and asked, why do you speak to the people in parables? He replied, the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever will be given more, he will have in abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. Let's go ahead and I'm gonna skip down.
No, go ahead, man.
You want me to keep going?
Yeah.
Okay.
It says you will be ever hearing but never understand.
You will be ever hearing but never understand. You will be ever seeing but never perceive.
Can we stop you right there real quick? I know you got something in your throat, so let me help you clear that out. But what I want to say is this. The disciples, they didn't understand what God was speaking about right here. And this is what happens to a lot of church people.
The
disciples didn't understand there. You know what I'm saying? Does that mean that they're just stupid people? And no, because the word of God, first of all, if you don't have understanding of the word, the only way that you're going to understand the word is through God's spirit. You know what I'm saying? Without God's spirit, you're not going to understand your Bible. Look, I don't care how long you read your Bible, you're going to be one of those people that are ever hearing but never understanding. You will be ever seeing and ever reading the Bible but never perceiving, which is also like taking it in. Like, okay, but what does it say right here? Next verse. I think it says
verse 15.
Okay.
People's heart had become callous. What we talked about earlier. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they may see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous men longed to see what you see but did not see it, and hear what you hear but did not hear it. Listen to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. So right there it shows that the one sowing the seed was Jesus himself.
That's right.
Or whoever brings the good news of the gospel. Now, the one that comes and snatches it away is the devil, or the crows. That's the parallel between the crows is the devil coming to snatch away the seed. Now, the seed being the word of God, that's what that is. And then the soil is a man or woman's heart. So that's what this is. Now he's getting into the explanation. So this is the seed. So we're still in verse 19. This is the seed sown along the path. Verse 20. The one who received the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and once receives it with joy. But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time.
Let's talk about that root too. That could talk about what Frog said earlier, the people you're around. the soil that you're around. You got to understand that all the people that are around you, they create your atmosphere. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If you're in good atmosphere, you're going to be all right. But if you're in bad atmosphere, if you're trying to save everybody that's around you, mm-hmm. it looks like you need to switch it up. Keep going.
Yep. So, let's see. I'm going to start over again. 21. But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. Mm-hmm. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. So that trouble and persecution is when the sun comes up and the plants were scorched earlier in the chapter. So, next verse, 22. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is a man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it out, making it unfruitful.
Wow.
You got anything to say about that?
It's enough said right there. Let's go to the next verse.
23. But.
But.
The one who received the seed that fell on good soil uh-huh. is the man who hears the word and understands it.
Okay. It didn't just say hears it.
But understands it.
And then what?
And he produces a crop yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown. Now, let me ask you this, Don Christian. If somebody tells you something and you don't understand it, are you able to go and tell other people about it?
No. You'll be stuck.
You'll be stuck. You can't practice what you understand because you don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever the seed is thrown, the biggest thing is that I'm trying to say right now.
Is what?
Is cultivate your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So that way your soil, your heart is good soil.
And the ways you can do that are, like we said, number one, raise your standards.
Raise your standards.
Two,
surround your people with good...
good people around
good
you.
Good people, yeah. No. Let me stop there. Not just good people, but good people who follow the word
godly
of God.
Godly people. Yes. That's right. Three, read the word. Four, obey the word. And then number five... just as my guy said, basically, man, understand it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But earlier we said five was...
You can't move without understanding. That's right. Like the blind leading the blind.
The fifth one was respect what Jesus did when he came back.
Mm-hmm.
Man, and this is what we want to say, man. If you got a problem, you feel like you need to talk to somebody, feel free to give us a call at 206-518-9910. And the reason why we would love to pray with you, if you would like to email us, go ahead and email us at yadadaking@gmail.com. And that's yadahdaking@gmail.com. We would love to pray with you. Man, we had a great time. Mm-hmm. Give your 100% to God, man.
Hey, man.
That's all I got to say. Frog,
I'm so
you
like,
shut it down.
Hey, this is crazy because we normally give people speaking about this subject or whatever the subject is. I must say I'm a little disappointed. Nobody, I don't know if it's a controversial or people
Dang,
are scared.
Some,
people are scared to, you know, speak on this. I mean, if you really look at it, I mean, it could be in a good way because it'd be like, man, I don't want to speak on this because I haven't been giving my 100% for God, mm-hmm. you know. So hopefully, man, this is, you know, whoever is listening to this, hopefully, or whoever even saw the post on Facebook, we hope that that'll be a life-changing moment.
You did.
That you would want to go harder for Christ. Go hard or go home.
That's right.
You know, and the home, if you don't go hard, your home is going to be hell.
That's right. And it'll go hot.
Yeah.
And go home.
Exactly.
So this is your boy, Don Christian.
This is your boy, Frog. And, well, hold up. We're not done yet. I just want to say one thing. If you want to go ahead and leave a message and you don't want it to be known who is leaving the message, go ahead and hit us and send us a message, like a message on Facebook, and you don't have to post it, but send us a message, man, and just let us know that you would want it to be anonymous.
You did.
Yeah. Okay. Now let's go ahead and close it out. Well, this is your boy Frog.
And your boy Don Christian.
And this was Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise to me. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da king, Shabakta king, I yada da king, I yada da king. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The
devil retreats when you praise like me. So we out of the key, Shabbat the key, we out of the